2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome to anyone streaming on any other platform. Welcome. Crazy Lady, welcome. You're number one today. Hey, Lou. Number two. Welcome. And to all you silent people over there on YouTube, welcome. Hey, Brina, Brina. Welcome, everyone. Hey, Minnesota. So today, I'm going there. I'm talking about mass shootings in America and why America seems to accept them. I personally think America looks, I'm going to come out and say it. I think we look like a damn fool with all these shootings that we have. They're unnecessary and they can be stopped. But why does it seem like that we accept them? What is really going on? You know, when I say what is really going on, I'm talking about, you know, behind the scenes when, you know, everybody's, you know, saying what they want to say, pro, con, whatever. What is really going on? I mean, is it about votes? Is it another devious plan? Is it, you know, that people just love their guns so much? But why do we have so many mass shootings in this country? Now, as of yesterday, March 27th, 2023, hey, Blunt Ninja, welcome. We have the state of Tennessee, 7 people were killed. March 27th, same day, Wisconsin, there was a shooting. No people were killed, but 5 people were injured. March 26th, Pennsylvania, 2 people killed, 2 people injured. March 26th, Minnesota, no people killed, 0 people killed, 6 people injured. March 26th, Arkansas, 2 people killed, 5 people injured. March 26th, Louisiana, no deaths, 4 people killed. March 25th, New York, no people killed, 4 people injured. I mean, it's like, it gets to the point where, I mean, I can keep going on and on and on. But mass shootings for me, I don't know about the rest of you, and this is going to sound really cold, but mass shootings to me is when I hear about them now, I'm like, oh, there was another shooting. Whereas before, I was like, oh my God. You know, I remember when Columbine happened. I remember that. And it was like, seriously, an oh my God moment. That you had these two students who walked into their school, supposedly because they were being bullied or whatever, and they killed people. That was unheard of. That was in 1999. Fast forward, you know, 24 years later, nothing's changed. The only thing that changes is the body count. The body count goes up. So what is it about this country that we cannot seem to curtail it, put a stop to it, do something? Now, I for one do not believe in an assault rifle. And the man who invented the assault rifle has regrets that he even invented the assault rifle. I am for guns. If you want to own a gun, own it. If you are a responsible gun owner, by all means, own guns. I'm not against guns. I just don't think that people should have assault rifles. The majority of mass murders in this country are by assault rifles. Now, you have the Uvalde shooting, where more and more is coming out about that particular shooting. How you had all these police officers who basically were afraid to go up against another assault rifle, even though they had assault rifles. And while they were, you know, standing down, more people were killed. You know, but for Tennessee, you have these two officers who did not have body armor. They went in there and they took this woman down. Why can we not? Why do we have so many shootings in this country? And then Lou says, this person went under the radar. She was medicated for mental health. The number is close to 200 this year already. And it is. It is. And that's revolting to me. Brina says, I remember being in high school when Columbine happened. It's sad that now I'm not surprised by hearing of a school shooting now either. I mean, you know, school shootings, you know, as I said, and Lou says USA has 40% of the world's guns. Okay, so that saying, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people, I think that that is true. Again, I am all for gun ownership. I have no problem with people owning guns. I have a problem with crazy people owning guns. I have a problem with irresponsible people owning guns. I have a problem with people owning guns and then they want to go and shoot up a movie theater or go to a place like Las Vegas and shoot out of a window. I have a problem with that. You know, when people say, well, until it comes close to home, then you'll change your mind. Well, I've always been against guns in the wrong hands, but I have always been for gun ownership. I lost three friends in the Las Vegas shooting. You know, but people lose children. They lose moms. They lose dads. It's just too easy for people to walk into a store and shoot someone. I mean, people are saying that now, you know, if you go to a movie theater or to a concert, whatever, they're looking for the exit door. Not so they can necessarily leave early or they can, you know, get to the to their car before the parking lot gets, you know, crowded. But because if something happens, they want to be one of the first people out the door. And I think that's sad. I think it's sad, you know, like I said yesterday, that our children, today's generation of children, are growing up with active shooter drills. I mean, in Chicago growing up, the drills we had fire drills. We had fire drills. Do they even have fire drills anymore? We had drills if there was a tornado, you know, to get up under your desk. It wasn't get up under your desk because someone was going to come into a into your classroom and shoot up your class. You know, now you have some schools that are testing these bulletproof steel doors where, you know, people can't kick in the door or whatever. That's crazy. I mean, should our jails, hey Dee, welcome. You know, should our jails now, should our schools now be set up like a jail where when the kids go in, just lock them in behind bars? When you go to a movie theater, should everybody sit in a cubicle? You know, that's bulletproof. You know, I totally get that people have the right to own guns. Like I said, I have no problem with people owning guns. You can own as many guns as you want. I just don't think that you should have assault rifles. I don't think there's any reason why a private citizen should have an assault rifle. And I also don't believe that mentally ill people should be able to walk into a store or gun shop, whatever, and purchase a firearm. I do believe there should be background checks. Because like Lou said, you know, the shooter was flying under the radar. And Lou says, there's people who only want to cause harm. That's their motives. I lost my sister to a shooting. It wasn't even in this country. I mean, it's crazy, and I'm sorry that happened, Lou. And Brina says, my stomach turned the first time my son said they had an active shooter drill in school. And Lou says, I'm surprised the schools don't have more security, half police at school. But why should we have, okay, and then Lou says, what about ex-military? I mean, my son is grown now, but I don't want my kid going to school. Going, you know, like they're, you know, going through metal detectors and having military and having to walk the halls and see someone, you know, with a gun on. You know, yet people, you know, it's interesting to me. And yes, I'm going to go to COVID. People get so upset over wearing a freaking mask. How, oh my God, this child is going to have nightmares over a mask. But you want to put police, armed police, in a school with a kindergartner for first grade? Does that make sense to me? More people got upset over a freaking mask during COVID than they do over shootings in this country. It just doesn't make any sense. It truly just does not make sense to me. And again, everything I'm saying is my own personal beliefs, my own opinions, as y'all usually know. You know, but it's just crazy. It's truly crazy to me. So what's really going on? Why are so many people against? And I'm not talking about taking your guns away. I'm talking about assault rifles. Yet you can go into some neighborhoods where they say, oh, you got a gang here, you got a gang here. We'll give you $100 if you turn in a gun. So it's like for some people, you know, you encourage them to turn their guns in. But for other people, oh, no, go ahead. You're crazy. No problem here. We'll sell you a gun. The hypocrisy is like just screaming. The hypocrisy is just screaming. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay. Someone says masks are useless and harmful. Okay. I'd rather go up against a mask than an assault rifle. I mean, that comment, right, it just makes no sense. You know, Lou says we need to protect our kids. This probably isn't gonna stop. It probably won't. Me personally, I think if you're able, every parent should pull their kid out of school and homeschool, if it's possible. But then again, you know, it's like some people don't want to homeschool their kids. They say, you know, they want the social, whatever, you know, whatever. You know, but at the same time, I mean, it's just crazy. And Blunt says, my father was an avid hunter and taught my brother and I at a young age what a gun could do and not to play around with them. That being said, no one should own assault weapons. It's tragic. What's happening? It is. It is. And Lou says it's probably going to get worse with no gun permits in many states. Yes. The age to buy a gun needs to be raised. But Blunt, is it the age? Is it the age? Because you have, you know, 40, 50, 60-year-old people walking into, you know, churches and schools and movie theaters shooting people. I mean, back in the 90s when, you know, everybody was, when postal workers were going postal and they were shooting people, they weren't 16-year-old people. So is it the age or is it the person? And what do we do about these people? You know, you have places like the UK. They don't allow guns. But they do have attacks with knives and things like that and baseball bats, whatever. But I would think that it's probably easier. The fatality is a lot lower dealing with somebody swinging a baseball bat than someone who has an assault rifle. And Lou says people are angry. People have always been angry. People have always been angry. But do we have to give them a weapon to, you know, you know, feel that anger, I guess? I mean, I don't know. Too many ideologies now. Yes, there are. You know, I like my TV shows like the next person. You know, but I like the Equalizer, one of my go-to shows on Sunday night. Hey, Charlie, welcome. Hey, D, welcome. You know, but I listen to some of these storylines. I'm like, okay, this just gave someone an idea to go and do this. This just gave someone an idea to do this. So does it go back to what we were talking about yesterday? That it's the media giving these people ideas? Or are these people just crazy? And if you're a parent of a child who has gone into the, who has gone into a school or somewhere and shot someone, how do you know your child does not have a gun? I'm not saying your adult child. I'm talking about your under 18-year-old child that's living with you. I don't care how many times my son can tell me to stay out of his room. You're in my house, under my roof. There's just certain things you're not going to do. And if I think that you have a gun and you're planning something, and you're 14 years old, or you're 15, there's a problem. And Lou says the shooter planned it and told people about it. They usually do tell people. If they don't tell someone directly, they're usually putting it on the internet. You know, so, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, when I look at the list of just in 2023 alone, how many shootings we have had, it's ridiculous. Hi, Cole. Welcome back. You know, it just doesn't make sense. But like I said, but we can go into these other neighborhoods. And I am fine. Thanks for asking. You know, we can go into these other neighborhoods and say, hey, you know, turn in your guns, you know, do this. You know, oh, yes, well, there's this crime happening over here, this crime. You know, so concerned about that and putting that in the media and saying, oh, just these people, they're just killing themselves. Meanwhile, across the city, there's a mass shooting. But we don't want to tell those people to turn in their assault rifles. Just doesn't make sense. You know, and like I said, people can get so upset over a freaking mask and will actually fight someone over a mask because they tell you to put on a mask in a grocery store that you'll probably only be in for less than an hour, if that long. But they have no problem with allowing assault rifles. And like I said, again, if you want to own a gun, own one. I just don't think private citizens should have an assault rifle. And crazy people shouldn't own guns. So, you know, so, I mean, I don't know. It's complicated than it's not, because I know a lot of it has to do with politics. I think the majority of the reason probably has to do with politics. But at the same time, it's like, at what point do we flip the switch and say, we are not going to accept this anymore? Is it going to take the President of the United States having a loved one be involved in a mass shooting? Is it going to take a senator or a mayor or a police chief to have a loved one killed in a shooting for a light to go on? I don't think so. Because I think even then, there will still be a reason why. Well, see, if there was a police officer in that school. And like I said, I don't think children should go to school. And you're excited to, you know, you're excited either for school or you want to see your classmates and stuff. And the first thing you see when you walk through the door is an armed guard with a gun. How does that screw with a child's head? When you go to get the pass to go to the washroom, there's an armed man or woman walking up and down the halls. Bro, welcome. You go to recess, there's an armed guard. But yet people were getting upset because their kids are going to school and when they walk in, they're asked to put on sanitizer. I don't get it. I truly don't. And Lou says, the idea behind guns is people don't want the government to run us and turn us into other countries. How is that going to happen? And again, Lou, I'm not saying that don't own guns. I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying, do we need assault rifles? Chill, welcome. And let's see, Lou says, the president has ordered many murders worldwide over his term and president and VP. You know what? And so has every other one. So even that comment. Every government official has blood on their hands who has ordered murders and what have you. But I'm not going to get into the politics of who ordered what murders worldwide. I'm not going there. You know, so you have a gun, you have a gun. Again, I say just crazy people don't need to have guns. And unfortunately, more and more, we have a lot of crazy people in this world, in this country. And Bro says the Second Amendment gives us the right to overthrow a tyrannical government. We're not talking about overthrowing a government. We're talking about mass shootings. When you walk into a school and you shoot up a school, or you walk into a movie theater, you're not overthrowing the government. You are killing people who have no relationship to you whatsoever, no connection to you at all. So it's not overthrowing the government. It's about people and mass shootings. And Chill says, why are people crazy? I don't know. Why are people crazy? People have been crazy. There have been crazy people for years and years. I mean, since time began, there have been crazy people. And I'm just saying, I don't think that people who are mentally ill should own guns. Charlady, welcome.
I'm sorry, I was typing something at the time, but I think I get what the Bro was saying about overthrowing the government. I think in the past, some of these shooters have political statements that might be tied up to how they feel about the government. Like Timothy McVeigh, he's one of those people. He killed a bunch of people, but it was his thing was he was anti-government, even though he destroyed, you know, hundreds of lives. So I think I kind of get what where Bro was going.
No, I mean, and I understand that, but I don't want to turn this into an anti-government thing.
Okay.
I'm just saying that anti-government doesn't have anything to do with walking into, you know, a movie theater, whatever, or a church or a supermarket and killing someone.
Right. I get it. But I know, I'm just saying, I know where he was coming from as well. But yeah, I understand that a lot of times people do this as copycat things, attention seeking, that kind of thing. Yeah. Well, and some of them are just mentally ill.
Okay. But even if you're an attention seeker, I put that in the mentally ill category, because if you're that much of an attention seeker where you have to go in and kill innocent people who have done absolutely nothing to you.
What's his name? Dylan in South Carolina. Do you think he was mentally ill?
I think Dylan Roof was a racist. And I just think that he wanted to kill a certain group of people, mm-hmm. You know, but are racists mentally ill? Yeah, I think they are. But I don't want to get into a show about racists, you know. So, Crispo and fair use, welcome. Chill, welcome.
Hey, yeah, I don't know. I think all of that, for the most part, I think all of it, I mean, it's hard to, first of all, not talk about some of those things in general. And I bring those specific reasons why up behind them. It's hard not to do that. But if you're just speaking about mass shootings, I think what I was asking is why people are crazy. Like it's funny we can figure out all these statistics and get the technology to do a whole bunch of different things, but we can't figure out why mass shootings are evolving or are progressing or becoming more and more. And because it's a thing, right? And is it mental illness, or is it just a lack of empathy? Is it it's got to be a reason why psychologically.
Well, okay, but why so much in this country? Why does America have such a problem with it?
What I'm saying is that in general, you should be able to find that out, right? They got the FBI, CIA, they got, you know, psychologists on top of psychologists. It probably won't be hard to figure out, but I'm pretty sure they know why. And when things like this happen in an abundance, and I don't think it's like a thing that they're trying to stop, because that would probably cause like legislation. It had to be some legislation involved, or it affect big business or some degree. Unfortunately, in tragedy, I think the country benefits from stuff like that, and so it's a sick type of thing that just whatever you want to call it, elitist or whatever, like a certain amount of people benefit from, because I don't think they even trying to resolve shit like that. They just want to just keep it wherever, you know, which is crazy to me. But yeah, I think it's definitely something going on, maybe even biologically in our life, and it's beyond guns. I know the guns ain't doing it, right? Even access to the guns ain't really doing it. I do know, you know, people like that, no matter what, they can get a gun. Whether guns are illegal or not, it may not be as easy for them to get a gun and go do it, but that don't mean they can't overall do it. You know what I'm saying? So, especially if they got somebody in their family, or, you know, nothing to grab somebody else's rifle and go just run them up like a coward. That's easy. So, but it's an illness, and I feel like they could figure it out, but I'm not quite sure if they want to. I think our leaders are sick, distorted, and they just, hey, if it don't really affect them, they can care less. Unless they got a running thing to it.
Okay.
To make office.
Okay. Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Hi, everyone. Yeah, I agree a lot with what Chill said. I do think, I don't know that in America so much accepts it. I think America is very frustrated. I think who accepts it is who Chill just pointed out. I think the people who can change it don't want to change it. I mean, the bodies couldn't even been at the morgue yet yesterday or on Monday. And there was a press conference. I'm not going to get into names. And it was all about banning assault weapons when every single one of them were purchased legally. So I think what we're all getting tired of is the response to these things. We wring our hands, or we pretend to. We talk about banning this and banning that. We're a banning country now. You don't really see that over in other countries. We want censorship. We're banning books. We're banning guns. We never talk about addressing the root behavior, which in this case, I believe, are twofold. Poor parenting. We've talked about this on your show before. Something needs to be done with minors, particularly. The transgender shooter on Monday was not a minor, although he was living at their parents' home, which would have been very easy for them to do a sweep of the home, check to see whether this person owned guns. Don't assume they had one and they sold it. So poor parenting, number one, and our unwillingness is not an inability, is our unwillingness as a free society to civilly commit people who clearly are throwing up serious red flags that they very well could be the next school shooter or the next subway shooter or the next casino shooter, whatever it happens to be. We are clinging to our civil liberties in a death spiral. So again, we talked last week on your show about parents of bullies. Maybe we should start putting them in jail. Is that outside the box? It sure is. But if anybody in the chat or on the panel or anybody can tell me anything this country has done in an innovative, outside the box way to address mass shootings in the last 20 years that didn't involve banning guns, I'd love to hear it. It's the old, when the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. So until we get outside the box and stop mollycoddling around and stop nibbling at the edges and start taking some real serious and in some cases, yes, draconian measures, nothing is going to change. Gun violence is never going away. I know there's certain people who don't like to hear that out loud. Guess what? Gun violence is never going away, nor is knife violence, baseball bats, any type of violence whatsoever. It is not going anywhere. It's time for Plan B.
Well, and I know a lot of people are not going to want to, you know, hear what I am going to say when there was a 10-year ban on assault rifles. And I'm not talking, again, I want to make it very clear. If you want to own a gun, own a gun. Because if you want to own a baseball bat, a knife, whatever, own it. You know, but when the assault rifle ban was in place, we did not have the amount of mass shootings that we have. And they raised dramatically when that 10-year ban expired. Now, come back and say, let's put the ban back in place. You have people who keep saying, no. There's a reason for that. So you want to stop nibbling around the edges. What is the reason that you do not want to put an assault rifle ban? I'm not talking about banning guns. You do not want to put an assault rifle ban back into place. You know, and people talk about their liberties and everything like that. I'm not going to get into the whole banning books thing because that's a whole different show. But for mass shootings, the majority of mass shootings happen with assault rifles. And yesterday we were talking about the whole parenting and the microaggression and, you know, what have you. You know, people always want to fall back on the parenting thing. But when you're 40 years old or you're 50, 60 years old and you're walking into a place and you're shooting someone, you're not a teenager or a 12 or 13 year old walking into a place because, you know, your parents didn't teach you about guns or whatever. You are a grown ass person. And you should know the difference between right and wrong. So the parenting thing only to me, only goes so far. You know, and then Bro says there were over 250 school shootings last year, and the government voted down legislation that would have given $2.2 billion to deal with mental illness. Yes, they did. You know, and Bro, you also said, I know you asked why guns don't kill people, lunatics do. We have nepotism in America. We also have hypocrisy, which allows certain people to obtain guns that otherwise couldn't. The only time they use the term mental illness is when it doesn't reply to Blacks. They then blame it on Black Lives Matter. That's a whole different show. But I hear you. You know, so again, you want to talk about the mollycoddling, whatever. You know, it's like I said, this country got enraged over a freaking mask. Put your mask on. Oh my God, we're not going. Oh, our freedom. Oh, I don't want to wear a mask. You know, we'll push back. They're beating people up over masks. You go into Walmart and the person says, "Can you put on a mask?" They're ready to go back out into, which has happened. Go back out to their car, get a gun, and shoot the person over a freaking mask. But walk into a movie theater or a school and shoot up a whole bunch of people? Oh, no. We are not going to pass legislation on assault rifles. But talk about a freaking mask? They will dog somebody to the end over a freaking mask.
Now
it's hypocrisy. And it is ridiculous. It makes no sense. So I am talking strictly about mass shootings, because the bottom line is, for me, people are always going to have guns. And like I said, baseball bats, a knife, whatever. But we do not need assault rifles. And there's no reason to me that, like I said at the beginning of the show, a private citizen should have an assault rifle.
And do you think mass shootings would stop tomorrow with an assault rifle ban?
No, but would it sincerely decrease? I do believe so, because they dramatically increase. So you tell me that an assault rifle can kill a lot of people in less than a minute.
How about hand grenades?
If you want to cherry pick like that, fine.
It's not cherry picking.
It is cherry picking.
You can kill mass amounts of people with a grenade, just like you can with an assault weapon. People will find a way to do it.
And I'm not saying that they're not. But don't go into a neighborhood, mostly black usually, and say, turn in your guns. We'll give you $100. We'll give you a gift card. Turn in your guns. People are like, oh my God, these people have guns. Oh my God, they have guns.
Well, let me address it real quick.
You do not want to do anything. You don't want to do anything about an assault rifle. That's all I'm saying.
I live in Illinois. We have the nation's toughest. It's not my opinion. It's been documented dozens of times. We have the most onerous and most draconian gun laws country. We had over 800 homicides by gun violence last year. Now, were they all mass shootings? No, they weren't. Several of them were. I don't believe there was any assault weapons involved in any of them. So banning guns again was putting a band-aid on a massive wound.
I did not say banning guns. I never said ban guns. I said assault rifles.
And I said that we had 800 murders in Chicago last year by guns, and very few of them, if any, were done with assault weapons. So how do you explain that?
I can't. Because guns don't kill people. People kill people. But out of those 800 murders, you still are going to have people who are taking out people more with assault rifles. So I guess my problem is, does it matter whether you're banning a handgun or an assault rifle or a grenade?
That's the point. I think I'm definitely I was trying to make it. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is you can go back and you can correlate the ban or whatever to whatever. You can't necessarily say that's statistically, you can't say that's the thing. We don't know for sure that's the thing because of the ban. We know it is, but we don't know why it would decrease. You could say, hey, it decreased, but we don't know necessarily exactly why. We can be making the fallacy to think that just because it decreased, it was because of the ban being lifted. We don't know the statistics on that. That's dangerous unless you take them, figure it out specifically. What I do know is that the difference between back then as far as how our society is, the leniency of violence in the homes, on TV, in the media, things like that, it's we have less empathy. Like, we don't respect life. You know what I'm saying? You usually have the PGs, even the PG, like certain ratings, certain things you could have around kids and the movies and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's way different. So I think just life in general, it's a lack of respect of it. You know, whether it's music, whether it's just the media in general. So I think that would be one main thing as to why, you know.
I mean, and everyone is making good points. Everyone's making good points. But then Lou says banning stuff is the beginning to a complete ban overhaul. So it's like you're going to get upset over banning an assault rifle, or because I say banning an assault rifle, or whomever says banning an assault rifle, but you're going to ban a book because you don't like a word that is in there. You're going to ban a movie because you're afraid of what your child is gonna feel. Oh, my child's gonna get so upset. But there's no problem with an assault rifle or a gun, grenade, knife, whatever you want to say. It's no problem with
can I push back for a minute?
Hold on. You know, so I am just saying that if people are going to say it's okay to ban one thing and seriously say, yeah, we should, then you need to seriously take a look at banning something else, because the whole world, the whole country now, all you hear is ban. Crucible.
Well, who exactly is okay with assault weapons? Who's fighting for them specifically besides the NRA, maybe? And they're marginalized. They're not even an organization. You never hear their name anymore. Who exactly is in favor of assault weapons? Who's against the ban?
A certain group. And one person was on TV yesterday and flat out and said, no, we're not banning them. We will never pass legislation on it.
Well, I'm not a gun fan, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not a banner either. They can ban all of them. I think guns are terrible, terrible things. They do awful things in our society, except for the military. I don't think they have any place anywhere, maybe hunting. But I'm not a gun person, so that's not the hill I'm gonna die on. I think, again, as I said earlier, I think we as a society are frustrated that we are so reflexive in our responses that we just get so anesthetized. We stop listening to our quote-unquote leaders because they're not innovative. They're not risk takers. They're not thinking people, status quo people. And as Chill said, it doesn't affect them, so they don't care. What they care about is their own power. And their power is threatened by not coming out and saying ban all guns. They could ban them all tomorrow and I'd be a happy man. But I don't think we'd be solving the problem.
Okay. Shy lady?
I'm good.
Okay, I came to you because I hadn't heard if you wanted to say anything or not. So, you know, it's just to me. Well, hold on. Let me go back. Official welcome to Daddy Hoff and Mr. T. I know I welcome y'all in the chat, but I'm going to give y'all an official verbal welcome. I just think it's hypocritical that we can say ban this, ban that, do this, you know, whatever. It is cherry picking. And Bro says they banned CRT in books and no one said a word, but a ban on sight, right? Exactly. You know, it's like, oh, well, we don't need to learn this. My child will have nightmares if they hear that word. But your child will be dead if somebody walks into the school with an assault rifle. That's cherry picking. So again, what's really going on? What is really going on? Because I'm telling you, I have literally gotten so in desensitized to shootings. And this is even after losing three friends in the Vegas shooting. You hear about a shooting and it's like, oh. But bring up CRT, like Bro says. Lord help us. Bring up, you know, getting a COVID shot. Lord help us. Bring up saying that your child is a bully. Lord help us. But certain things in this country are allowed. Why? And yeah, 800 people may have died in Chicago with handguns. Okay, let's point them out. But are we still going to point out the other you know, people who die by handguns, or again, those mass shootings. Excuse me. Just saying, chill. Okay, chill's, chill's not up anymore. Crucible. Oh, chill, you coming back? Okay.
Chill. My bad. I had my battery went dead. Yeah, like once again for me, I think that I really think it's way beyond what we fathom. Like I think it's maybe even diet wise, our diet has completely changed. Which I think when you do studies, like when I was pre-med, I used to do a lot of different studies, read a lot of different studies. And I think that's one major determining factor of people's mental health as far as diet and the food we're eating is completely different chemically now than it was even 10 years ago, definitely 30 to 50 years ago. That, and then just like, I mean, just, I don't know. I'm just looking at the reason why my stepson wanted to go to the military. He sit there and play Call of Duty all day and thought it was cool. You know what I'm saying? And so he just wanted to go to the Army because he wanted to be like in the game and shit. Like that was the reason why he wanted to go. And is that a sickness? I mean, he's right. I mean, normally we were talking to him. He's regular, but he has no real respect for life until he has to go through that, you know, or is faced with being in war and he sees the real remnants of it. But will he take it the same way as somebody 50 years ago would have? You know what I'm saying? And so I think seeing all this crazy stuff, it just makes you numb, along with certain determining factors physically. Outside of that, I think is what's, if we delve into it, is what we find. But that would affect a lot of big business. So that would never happen. And that's why I think it's...
Okay. All right. Let me get through some of these comments. See, Lou says all government officials either have or are protected by assault rifles. You're absolutely right, and that's all government officials. I totally believe that 100%, no matter what color you are all of them have them. Let's see. Lou says because books are more dangerous, and I responded to you, books and education are dangerous. Some people, they don't want educated. Charlie says America's amendment is to bear arms, so they'll never ban guns. And again, I'm not talking about banning guns. I'm talking about an assault rifle. Let's see. Charlie says, I wish they would ban assault weapons. Lou says an active shooting lasts for minutes, but knowledge is eternal. Yes, it is. Well, definitely all poison. I'm not understanding that. Maybe that's between you and Chill. Why stop there? Ban alcohol. Well, they did back in Prohibition. You know, alcohol was bad. Alcohol is bad. Meanwhile, those same people who were saying alcohol was bad had alcohol. Okay, and then Luce, I'm sorry, Bro says, is mental health really the problem or an excuse? I don't know, Bro. I think it's a mixture of both. But then again, you have supposedly sane people who take a gun and kill. I mean, if you can kill someone point blank over whatever, to me, there's some mental illness there. Lou says, the world is going through a big spiritual battle worldwide to whoever believes what they want. And things will get worse before better. I truly believe that. Mr. T says exactly. Charlie says people say books are dangerous. Doesn't compare to the death alcohol has caused. Some books are dangerous, but it's not the books. It's the facts that are inside the books that people are trying to hide from. But that's a whole different story. Crucible.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things we don't talk about much in this pertaining to this subject, we talk about it in general, in the abstract, but, you know, there's two main legs on the stool when kids are growing up. It's the home and the school. And when those two legs on that stool are broken, the stool is useless. So again, I know parents are not the only people to blame, and maybe blame's not the right word, but we also are not educating an entire generation of people, and they are becoming disaffected. They have no futures. Chill makes a real good point about his stepson and video games and the violence that those things promote. It just seems to me that if a child is well-educated, well-adjusted, feels like their prospects are bright and encouraging and promising, and they're getting that same encouragement at home, it seems to me, barring mental illness, they would be much less inclined to go shoot up a public place or to harm themselves or do anything because they're well-adjusted and they're being educated and they feel like they have a value to society. So without those two things in place from a very early age, we're pushing a boulder up the hill with our nose, hoping it doesn't roll back on us. And every single time it rolls back on us.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, and we've talked about the whole children thing, whatever. And, you know, the consensus was kind of half and half of how people felt in terms of the whole family thing. Again, as we talked about yesterday very extensively, so I don't want to go back over it, about two people being in the same household. But, you know, you have people who were raised a certain way. They're, you know, they end up being alcoholics. They end up, you know, being on drugs. They end up, getting divorced. They end up, you know, in relationships that are horrible. You know, they end up doing things that they shouldn't. But then again, you have people who grew up the complete opposite, like I said, and they end up being great members of society. So I think that parenting thing only goes so far, because when you are old enough, you still know the difference between right and wrong. Even though if you've had a hard life, whatever, you still know the difference between right and wrong. And we have had people on this show who have said that they were on a certain path and they changed. So, this is just, again, my own personal opinion. But I know people who have grown up and, you know, in certain homes, whatever, and their lives are like, seriously? And like I said, they're alcoholics. Their kids have run amok. But they had that family home. They had that those two parents. So how come their kids didn't do better? So, Crucible.
Do you think parents should be able to forcibly commit their child for a mental health examination or assessment or something against their will if they see signs or they've witnessed or observed behavior? Again, this is the key part of this is forcibly. They don't want to go. They don't think they're mentally ill. But you as a parent or a teacher have seen enough how they treat other children, how they maybe treat animals, and you see enough red flags to go, this is not going to go well. Should we forcibly be committing people as minors?
I'm going to say no, because at the same time, again, I don't think that the parenting is the issue here, because like Mr. T says, the shooter in Vegas was old enough to know what he was doing. So those same children that you're trying to force into to go see a psychiatrist or whatever, can those same children say, my mother or father are acting like this? When I go home every day, they beat me. So should I, you know, should those children be able to say, my parents need help, go take them away? But I don't want to get into the weeds of this because I don't want to turn this into what parents should do. This is not a parenting show. You know, so again, I'm just saying, what's going on with mass shootings? What is going on? Lou said there's evil in the world, just like there's good. It's always a balance. I don't know, because I think evil's kind of winning. I think statistics have shown there are exceptions to the rule. There are. There's always an exception. There's an exception to everything. You know, but if we're going to start, you know, again, you can blame the parents all you want. But a lot of these shooters, the majority of the shooters that are out there are grown. They are grown people who should know better. So even if you're a man who goes home and beats up his wife, I think you have a mental illness because you shouldn't be doing that. If you're a mother who, excuse me, who beats her child, I think you have a mental illness. You should know better.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Based on what I've read, because it's kind of like a thin line, in my opinion, because on the one hand, you're saying you should know better. They know right from wrong. And then people who do certain things have mental illness. But from what I've read, most of these people, whether they have jobs and they were functioning, if you go back and have a psychologist sit down with them, it always shows something is wrong with them. Something is inherently wrong with them, whether they were in two-parent households or not. There's something mentally wrong with them, like the shooter who was in Highland Park in Illinois. This guy, his family, they were all kind of stories about people that knew him, his family. He was not of a normal nature. His lifestyle is always something inherently wrong with them. If you go back and talk to people that knew them when they were younger, whether they're 40 years old and they did this, it's always something that's missing, that's not normal. I've read too many of these shooters' backgrounds. It's something always wrong with them. They're usually not the norm, whether they have jobs or where they went postal on people at the post office or whatever. It's always something that you can go back in their life and look at and say, right there. Because most people that are normal don't go around just shooting people. They don't do that. It's not normal. Now, have there been people who've had bad marriages and they went to their wife's job and shot up some coworkers and the wife? Yeah, part of that probably was anger, and they got to a point where they lost their minds. It was a last resort, suicide or whatever. But these shooters who do things like these mass shootings, from what I've read, all the people that I've read about, there's something wrong.
Is that normal? If you're pissed off at your wife, or you think, you know, your wife is having an affair, or you think your husband's having an affair, whatever, you know, is that normal to go up to their job and not only just shoot them, but you're going to shoot like 12 other people? And they have nothing to do with it?
That's why they have court and judges when they say, I plead temporary insanity. Because there's actually sometimes people lose their mind. It happens. Temporary insanity. That doesn't mean that they're that they've been insane all their lives.
Okay, but so then can a mass shooter say that I have temporary insanity? That temporarily I went into this movie theater and
It's not that simple. It's complex because everybody is different, and it depends on what type of things they've been through in their lifestyle, their upbringing. It's all different. You can't say it's a panacea for all, because it's not. Every person is different. Everybody got different DNAs. It's all different. And it is very, very complex. Okay, very complex.
Shy lady, so let me ask you what Bro says. Psychologists can find something wrong with anyone who sits in front of them. What do you think about that?
They probably could.
Okay.
They actually probably could. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something that's kind of funny. and it's not funny in a ha ha. My daughter was going to this youth group, not youth group, young adults, because this is recently, not when she was a kid. And then one of the young ladies, she's in her early 20s, she just got a master's or whatever in psychology, sociology, something, counseling, one of those fields. And my daughter, they would have group chats. And my daughter said, this person has so many problems. She always got something going on, like she's going to kill herself. Pray for me. I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And my daughter said, you know what's scary? She teaches kids. And it's the same, you know, and that same thing, I remember we were in one of these classes, one of these financial classes, and they said, do you know that a lot of people that are in finance are broke?
Yes.
It's the same thing with the psychologist.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
They're still normal people. You can have a psychologist, they can tell you about someone that's got a problem, and they have problems themselves. But I totally believe what Bro said. Just like I said, this young person, she's just got a master's in psychology and her life is in shambles, but she's counseling children. Go figure.
That's why, again, the hypocrisy of it all. Lou says, what is normal? We have to define normalcy. What is abnormal? Psychology exists as a school of thought. Chill.
Yeah, I think hypocrisy is just a natural way of life. Just because I do something don't mean I can't tell you how to, because I'm not doing something properly don't mean I can't tell you how to do it properly. I might smoke and tell you not to smoke. I might drink and tell you not to drink. I'm an expert at telling you why not to drink, actually. So that's not necessarily hypocrisy. I think that's like apples and oranges when it comes. I hate those kind of type of comparisons when people use those, because that's not really, I'm more qualified than anybody if I'm a drunk to tell you why not to drink. So that doesn't make any sense to some degree. So for me, I feel like psychologists can't tell you anything. Right. But what I need you to do, I'm not talking about anything. We're not to ask them to tell us anything and find any problem. We're trying to find a profile, a specific profile to tell me what and how, why mass shootings and what these people are thinking. No matter what, they got nothing to do with my life and if it's in shambles or not. So what I know right now, if you go to FBI, CIA, they have profiles on people and their propensity, or like, you know, just the profile of what a mass shooter probably is. And unfortunately, with a psychologist, you could probably find a million identifiers if you taught that. But if they haven't done anything wrong, can you lock them up? See what I'm saying? So it's just like, all right, yeah, these little kids, he's going to be crazy. He can possibly shoot up a school. He go and do it. I mean, first of all, the minute amount of that happening compared to the whole world is probably 0.00001%. You know what I'm saying? So you just can't say, hey, you know what? He got propensity, he's about to shoot up a school. Let's lock him up now. So you just can't do that, right? So they need counseling. And it's probably not enough good counseling in the world to help these kids, number one. And like I said, I don't know if they could fix it and they wanted to put it out there. It's this red tape of it all, right? A lot of times it's just red tape where, you know, you want to do right. You want to do help, but can't do that because, you know, like I said, if I got to put this kid in a certain program or whatever because he shows identifiers, oh, you can't pigeonhole him. He's not, nothing's wrong with him. He has to be, you know, in society like everybody else, and which is a point. So it's always something going on to where it's going to probably hurt or hinder that whole process. Because I guarantee you at the FBI, and it probably is complex, maybe not so complex, but one thing they could probably do is in schools teach psychologists how to identify these people. And, but you know, the world might go, you know, might have a protest against that outside of somebody's, you know, government official's home. So, yeah.
Okay. Crucible?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like we're kind of going in circles a little bit here. We talk about the fact that nothing ever changes when these shootings take place. And now I had suggested that maybe we start forcibly putting in people into some kind of observation. I'm not saying put them in jail, but put them into an evaluation. Because, yeah, the Vegas shooter was an adult. The Nashville shooter was an adult. Most of them, I shouldn't say most of them, a lot of them are adults. That's too late. The pathology has been established. The time to maybe get your arms around this stuff is when they're kids, when they're children. And if they're exhibiting behavior that could turn homicidal, we got to think outside the box. We talk about why isn't anything done? Why isn't anything done? Why isn't anything done? And then when people make suggestions, they all get shot down. Well, we can't do that. Well, we can't do that. Well, we can't do that. Okay, let's do nothing. The same thing we've done every single time we've had a mass shooting. So this is going to be painful. No pun intended. We're going to have to break some glass to get this thing figured out. I don't believe we're capable of it for a bunch of different reasons. But if we continue to fall back to the status quo, no, 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 for whatever reason, we can't do those things, let's just stop talking about it. Let's accept it as a part of our society and let's just move on. Every time it happens, they're in a better place, blah, blah, blah. Let's just be hypocrites to the full extent, get it out in the open, and let's just move on. Because we're talking out of both, not us collectively here on the panel, but as a society, we're talking out of both sides of our mouths.
Okay. And guys, with that, I am past my hour. So, Chill, you want to say something?
Oh, no, I was just, I was like, yep, yeah, I knew that was coming.
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, so, I mean, this can keep going on and on and on, but this is not going to be a 2-hour show. So, you know, everybody has their own opinions and comments. Lord knows I have mine. You all have heard them. There's a problem in America that seems to be specific to this country. The hypocrisy is there in many, many ways, in many, many things. We can do some deep diving, but then we get all into the weeds and get into whole different subjects. But mass shootings are a problem. It has not come directly to my front door, but losing 3 friends that I interacted with, they weren't just friends I interacted with, you know, every so often. They were friends that I interacted with on a regular basis. It was a shock. You know, and maybe it will take for something to come directly to your front door. You know, I have always said, until things happen to you, we don't care. If it's not directly affecting you, you have an excuse for why it's okay. You know, Bro brought up some points. That's for a different show, which will be coming. But everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has whatever they want to do. So, again, I am not for banning guns. I am for banning assault rifles. I think if you're responsible, you can have any type of weapon. But I do not believe that an assault rifle is responsible. And Hugo Schmeisser, I know I'm pronouncing his last name wrong, who invented the assault rifle, says himself he wishes he had never invented it. But then again, if he didn't, someone else would have. But he wishes that he never did. So that alone should tell you something. So on that note, guys, I'm going to leave you all with another song. I am going to clear my panel. And I'm going to leave you guys with Wake Up, Everybody.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all.
Well, everyone, that's it. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you guys, it was a deep show. We got back and forth. I know I raised my voice some, but you know, that's what my shows are. They're controversial. They talk about stuff that a lot of people don't want to talk about. We'll probably be talking about it again sometime, but this is what's going on in the world. And I believe in talking about things. I don't believe in running away from things. We may not like it. We may not like someone else's opinion or what somebody else thinks. You know, but things are, the world is still going to move on. The world is still going to keep spinning no matter what we think until the day comes when it's not here anymore, when it's all gone. So, I don't have my topic posted for tomorrow. I will be posting that. So until then, thank you everyone for coming. You all are very much appreciated, as you all know. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. Bye.